Well, in the midst of county fair season, it's kind of rare sometimes that we get to check back with folks who we visited with in the past. But last year, Brianna Skank was the Pottawatomie County Fair Queen, the East Pottawatomie County Fair Queen over at the fair in Avoca last year. And she joins us back here this year to talk a little bit about what she's been up to over the last year. Brianna, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, pretty good, I think. Hey, tell me a little bit about how that opportunity to become the Pottawatomie County Fair Queen changed you.
Just being up at State Fair and being with all of the girls up there who are so open about everything and open in their faith just really opened my eyes to see that there's more out there than just little old Iowa.
Well, you know, we hear that from a lot of girls when they become their local county fair queen and get the opportunity to attend state fair. You know, they talk about the experiences and the opportunity to meet some people, maybe expand their horizons a little bit. And you did as well. Is it more than you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was way more. Just the connections with the gals that I got to be with really showed me that there's more out there. Like, one of the girls that I became a good friend with went down to Haiti last year, and that got me thinking, like, how I want to go on, like, a mission trip and go out of the country and stuff. And so that really got me involved in my church around here, and just it opened up so many more doors.
How old are you, Brianna?
I'm 17.
You're 17. Not a lot of 17-year-olds are thinking the world view at that point. How can I help not just others locally, but others, you know, elsewhere in the world? It's a pretty big step to take. Were you not satisfied with where you were in your life at that time, that you needed something bigger to kind of change the outlook?
Yeah, it's like I was satisfied, but I knew there was more out there and that I can do so much more than what's in my community. Yes, it's great doing what I can in my community, but there's so much more out there that I can do to help people around the world instead of just here in my small town.
Okay, so you go to State Fair, you make some friends, and those friends tell you about some of the experiences and things that they've had and how it's enriched their lives, and you decide, well, maybe that's something I want to do too. So what did you do with that next?
I got involved with my youth group at my church in Omaha. And I just, like, got this feeling, like, you know, I want to go out of the country. I want to go on a mission trip, a global journey somewhere. I don't know where. And then within my youth group, my youth pastor was like, hey, like, we're interviewing for a team to go down to Haiti in July. Like, you guys should look into it. And I was just like, yes, that's, like, where I want to go. That sounds perfect. Like, it's exactly what I want to do.
Did you feel like it was kind of fate stepping in?
Yeah, it was a big step of faith, just going out on a limb and being like, all right, I'm going to go out of the country, like, without my parents and without my comfort zone and experience something totally different.
What did your family and close friends back home say when you came back with this idea of wanting to do this? Were they very supportive?
They were very supportive, kind of like, why, like, where did this come from? But, I mean, they supported me 100%, and I had amazing support from my community, too.
Great. Well, let's talk about the opportunity then. So you did have an opportunity to do a mission trip to Haiti. What was that like for you?
I applied, and our lead pastors just kind of prayed over it and if they felt right for everybody. And then I got a call in mid-January, and I actually missed the call, so I got a voicemail saying I was on the team to go to Haiti, and I was driving at the time, and I just remember being so excited and ecstatic and calling my friends who applied to see if they got on, and my best friend got on, and some of my other good friends got on too, so it was just, like, amazing that I get to experience this with my closest friends.
Even though it's something that you think that you seriously want to do and you're really excited about it, it was probably a little bit different when you actually arrived than what you thought.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Like, when I arrived, I was unsure of, like, wasn't sure what to expect going into it. I was like, this probably isn't going to hit me till I'm leaving. And the moment that the plane flew over Haiti and we were getting ready to land is when it really hit me. And that's just when it all became so surreal to me. Like, wow, I'm here, and I actually get to try and make a difference in kids' lives and people's lives, and I get to see it in a new perspective.
You know, I've heard from other people who've done these types of mission trips, especially young people, where they say, you know, we thought we were really prepared for what we were going to see, but it's really different than what you anticipate. Did you have to get used to certain things that you saw there, the hardships that they have to go through?
Yeah, just like getting used to they're a very friendly community down there, like a very friendly culture. And it's like up here, yes, we're friendly and we're nice, but down there, like whether they know you or not, they want to hug you. They want to say hi, ask how you are, like, so very open in that way. But also I had to lose kind of my little Iowa bubble space, to where there is no bubble space. It's a pushy culture. So just kind of learning that, and learning just how the culture works, and like the way you present yourself to people and how you greet them first. And so just learning new little things like that just made it like totally different than here.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
I was there for 6 days.
6 days. And what did you do during those 6 days then?
We worked in an orphanage with 50 children, which was a blast. All of the children their parents have either dropped them off or they died in the hurricane or earthquake down there. And so we did like a little vacation Bible school for them, and we painted faces, and we did improv skits, and we made bracelets with them. So just really like getting to play and interact and be with the children was a big part of it. And then we also went out to a village one day back in the mountains, and it was a 3-hour drive up the mountain almost, and then an hour walk back in. And we got to do a vacation Bible school for some children out there. So that was a blast, getting to like see the countryside and see how they live outside of the city.
You bet. Now, this isn't one of those situations where you're living at the Ritz-Carlton and then going over there at night. Are you living in the same kind of conditions that they were living in?
Yeah, we were in a compound, and it had about 10-foot brick walls with razor wire around the top. And with the simple, just beds, we had a generator, so we had electricity all the time. And we had, like, air conditioning, which was nice. But, I mean, it would have been nice to not have it, so we would have got the full effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But and then the children at the orphanage, they also have a generator there, and they have, like, running water, no water heaters or anything, but they have, like, gravity flow running water. And just a little electricity here and there. So it was nice, like, getting to just see how they live and getting to experience it a little bit for ourselves.
You bet. Brianna, what did you learn about yourself during those 6 days?
Okay, that is a great question. I learned that there's so much more to the world than I can even imagine, and that I would rather live in another country and serve instead of living here and living for myself.
That's a pretty big realization for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, it was pretty big, but I mean, coming home, it just doesn't feel 100% right being back here yet.
6 days is kind of tough, but it's only 6 days. How did you feel when you had to leave after such a short period of time doing something that you enjoyed?
That was probably the toughest thing, just coming back and feeling like there was that little hole there that was like that I got to fill when I was with the children and being with kids. And then just coming back home, it's like there was that little hole. So now it's getting involved and more involved in my church, my local churches, and getting involved in my church and just volunteering and kind of finding things to do for now here, because I'm here for a reason, until I can go somewhere else.
Do you anticipate you'll get a chance to go back?
I do. I'm hoping to get on the team to go back down in January, and then I'm also looking at doing an internship in May down there.
Wow. Well, this is even kind of affecting your school. Was I told correctly that you're even looking at the possibility of maybe graduating early, trying to accelerate your studies so that you have an opportunity to go back and help?
Yes, that's exactly what I was looking at doing.
Wow. Thinking back now, say a year and a half ago, would you have ever thought that this would be where you would be in your life right now?
Absolutely not.
Well, what would you tell other youngsters, other students who might say that, gosh, I don't think I could ever do something like that. I'm not sure that's for me. What would you tell those folks?
I would say just get involved in your community and church and just see where it takes you. Like, there's always so much more you can do out there, and there's a way bigger world than you can ever imagine. So explore it while you're young.
It's great to be able to give, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, very good. Well, good luck to you. Congratulations on this awakening in your life and finding a passion there that you didn't even probably know existed. And now all of a sudden you have an opportunity to expand your horizons. Aren't you glad you decided to put your name in to be part of the East Pottawatomie County Fair Queen competition?
Yes, I'm very glad that I did.
Life-changing experience. That's Brianna Skank. Well, good luck to you down the road. We hope you get a chance to get back there and see so many of those friendly faces again and help them.
Yes, thank you.